The Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning, and tops around about the mid-20s or so. Same right across the east, long weekend, and showers expected to look. Last week on Friday, and we'd been speaking about it for a couple of weeks, and that's the sportsman's lunch for the Rooney family. It was an incredible day, incredible event, and I wanted to try and get Ian and also Heath, who put a lot of it all together, to join us in the studio, and they're both in here this morning. Fellas, good morning.
Good morning, Moffy.
Good morning, Moffy.
Now, firstly, Ian, to you, mate, how was it last Friday? It would have been, I mean, it would have been a tough day, but it would have been, I guess, I'm only assuming, a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah. It was definitely a mixed emotions. The slideshow of Jessie's life and the children really brought it home of what the family has lost. But other than that immediate grief of seeing all those photographs, the overwhelming support and the feeling of the afternoon out was just unbelievable. It was such a well-accepted and enjoyed afternoon, Muffy.
The money that was raised, obviously, for the day is really going to help and benefit and help you guys and the family as well in what is, you know, a time that I guess you look at this in and it just goes to show how much your life changes in that split second.
Yeah. I think it was within 15 minutes, I think, from everything being absolutely honky-dory to absolute shattering, you know. Mm. A couple of times, you know, me and my wife just looked at ourselves, and especially when we were putting Jess on the helicopter and they called us over and asked us, you know, do we want to give Jessie a kiss? And then we stepped back and they actually spoke to us and said that it doesn't look very good. So, you know, how do you go from there? It's only up, really. It's been a life-changing experience. That's what I could honestly say.
Heath, you first came in, I remember chatting to you, and you wanted to talk about this idea that you had, which was about the sportsman's lunch. And you said to me, you know, I've got Alfie and Kevy, and I just want to make a difference, mate. And you did it last week.
It has been. It's just tough, Moffy, here, and Ian said that about his daughter. But mate, it was just great to see a community get behind this, this event last week, and it was just mind blowing from the start. I didn't think that it would gain as much traction as it did, but it just it's just very humbling, honestly. It blows my mind, the support you know, just shown for Jess and her family and her beautiful kids, and I just I'm just glad it went really well for the family. There's so many you know, people to thank today, but you know, it's just been, over the last 8 weeks, it's just been a very big emotional roller coaster, but it's one that's definitely, by the attendance last week, it was worth it.
And I mean, we've spoken about so many different businesses that have got behind it and just went, "Yep, look, we'll get a table, we'll be there," and stuff like that. I mean, I know Bellingen Council, who came to you and what'd they say?
They I believe they got Ian in the office. Ian's probably the best person here to...
They invited me in. They said, "But day would it suit?" And I give them a day, and they said, "Come in. We just want to have a talk to you." I thought I was getting a DCM. You know? And I went in, and they gathered around me, and they handed me a big envelope, and they said that we've purchased a table for you. Would you like to put the people around you that... really stood out, you know, in that period of time, and it certainly did, you know. It gave me an opportunity to have people come that I definitely wanted to thank big time, Moffy. It was wonderful, you know.
And look, to Mark Griffin and all the team there at Bellow Council, you know, that just, again, that epitomises councils with the community and being involved and getting behind them. So to them, well done. You know, the big man, Alf, and of course, Kevin, his brother as well. I don't know who's crazier, to be honest.
Alan's drinking games were pretty hilarious. I think if you were there, you would have had a bit of a laugh. But and Kevin's just Kevin. I said from day one, Kevy's just an all-round champion, Blake. He just knows how to bring the best out of people, and, you know, sort of turns a sad situation into a happy occasion, and that's what I think Friday was about. There was a lot of people there, and it was just great to just see that, you know, there wasn't, from the food to the drinks to the entertainment, everything just, you know, it didn't run to the spreadsheet that we had, but it didn't have to, Moffy. Like, it was just, yeah, as I said, it was very humbling.
And so tell RSL, thank you to the team there who are just incredible as well. Look, I've got to get to the news, but you brought your boys in. I know one of your other sons was there, obviously having a very good time on Friday as well. But boys, Dad's done a pretty good job, huh?
Yeah, I think Dad's pretty cool.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I think it's pretty awesome what Dad did. I think he has a pretty big heart, and that's why we love him.
One thing I will say, Moffy, is, you know, I'll just quickly say thanks a lot to Coffs Demolition, MC Dirtworks, Bunce Earth Moving, KBS Mackay Earth Moving, Drew Walker Plumbing, Blazers Earthworks, Andrew Lindsay from Coopers. A big thanks to Murray Holbert from Bellingen Council, and also Reece Bonvetti. They were outstanding in getting some of our auction items. Family League, Peter Barrett, Kate Drum. She's just an amazing lady, and it was really good to work with her. But most of all, I just want to thank my beautiful wife, Rebecca. Just, you know, she just stands by me and all the time, and she's backed me from day one, and I know that, you know, she'll always be beside me. And kids, Jake, Archie and Harrison, you know, they just make everything complete for me, so I appreciate it.
Well, well done, mate, and Ian, you know, thank you so much for coming in as well. I know it's tough, but, you know, the whole community is right behind you and Joe.
Thanks, Malfi, and I'd like to thank Triple M and yourself. You know, it's been wonderful having the friendship based around just conversations and everything in this time. It's all conversation. It's just, you know, caring for each other.
Well, mate, we're here for you whenever.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, boys. Look after your dad, huh?
Yep.
This world makes you crazy and you take it all you can bear. You call me up because you know I'll be there. And I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. And that's why I love you. So don't be afraid. Let them show your true colors. Your true like a rock.